Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on December 8th, 2015 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Eight storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Illumination Revelation. Huge thanks to the Wilma for hosting us that night. Because we were in a new and bigger venue, we experimented a little. The first part of that experiment was hosting a different sort of storyteller. John Dendy, a singer-songwriter from Helena, Montana, opened the night with a short set of story songs. Let's listen as John sings us some stories.
Thank you so kindly. You cannot possibly know how happy I am to be here, but I'm going to tell you so anyway. I'm happy to be here. I've been looking for a good excuse to come to one of these things, and this is a really good one. I've always wanted to tell one of these stories, and I look at the themes, and I can't think of anything. But I somehow got here anyway, and thanks to Mark Moss for that. This first song is called Office Jobs. I've worked some of those, and I'm probably not the only one. Suck your brains out through a coffee straw. When you get off, you try to put them back in the best you can. Well, it might take all night just to get them back right. Then comes the morning, you gotta shuffle back in. Well, it's the same old fight. You like to walk right by and keep on walking. I've got it good. I'd quit tomorrow if I could, but I've got it good. The reason why there ain't no office working songs, well, it's not because we feel fulfilled and wake up bright and eager at the prospect of another day in the cage. It's 'cause there's no rhythm. There ain't no heave-ho. I wish it were a chain gang. If it were a chain gang, I'd be in better shape and I'd have a tan. People ain't made to sit around all day inside some cage and just waste away. Office jobs shrink your real life down to fit the page. You'll never get bigger than the size of your cage. It's all too clear. It's a Krumholtz career. So come this morning, I didn't go back in. No, I won the fight. I walked right by and I kept on walking. Well, I kept on walking and I whistled while I walked. That's me getting farther away.
Well, thanks so kindly. I didn't read the news today. I can tell you what happened anyway. The rich got richer and the poor got poorer. And the wind blew heavy from Augusta up past DePoyer. The wind blew. And the wind blew, it blew heavy. Another storm rolled in before the good people were ready, and the wind blew heavy. Newspaper says that another daddy's boy is gone overseas, and that means another boy's mother, she dropped down on her knees and whispered, why? She didn't hear anything when she listened to the sky. The wind blew. And the wind blew. Another storm rolled in before the good people were ready, and the wind blew heavy. Newspaper says that the bad guys beat the worst guys some, and the worst guys beat the bad guys some, and the good guys, and there are some, I guess it doesn't make today's edition. And the wind blew. Says another baby girl, she opened up her eyes and cried. Another lonesome widow woman, she finally laid down and died. And the thousand things that come in between, nobody's ever gonna remember. And the wind blew heavy from Livingston out past Big Timber. The wind blew. And the wind blew, and it blew heavy. Another storm rolled in, but the good people were ready, and the wind blew heavy. Thank you so much for your attention and applause. I meant to warm y'all up for real storytellers tonight. My goal is to mention as many Montana towns. I think that makes you popular.
were in the lighthouse with your family. I was in the outhouse with my words. I had enough to build a likely story. I had enough to smother you with dirt. But building something up, it beats tearing something down. And I do believe in love, and that's why I can't have you around. I don't want to talk about forgiveness. Every word I say should be my last. If your rooster crows 1,000 times an hour, that doesn't mean your darkest days have passed. I would rather be another kind of jester. I would rather be a poet or a thief. And if I could, I would be Mick Murphy. Are you gonna be Nurse Ratched or the Big Chief? 'Cause building something up, it beats tearing something down. And I do believe in love, and that's why I can't have you around. I don't want to talk about the reasons, 'cause things don't always work out like they can. But if I could, I would believe in Jesus. And if I could, I would believe in man. 'Cause building something up, it beats tearing something down. And I do believe in love, and that's why I can't have you around.
All right, thanks much. All right, that's what I like to hear now. All right. All these stories are supposed to be true, by the way. That's the rule for the storytellers. These songs are all true, but some of them just didn't happen. I don't believe in the correspondence theory of truth so much as the pragmatic theory of truth. For two.
Saturday night, $100 cash, a bottle of a wine. We'll do it up fresh, we're gonna do it up once in a lifetime. Dinner for two, Saturday night. We'll do it up fresh, we're gonna do it up right. We'll do it up like they ain't seen since the 20s. Yeah, I'll wear a suit, you wear a dress. We'll do it up right, we're gonna do our best to do it up so we would have to confess if we were Catholic. Dinner for two, Saturday night. Dinner for two, Saturday night. I ordered the veal, big mistake. She said that they spend their lives tied to a stake. I said, let's save the world tomorrow. Tonight, let's be happy. But the lettuce was brown, the tomatoes were bad. She said, that's the worst salad I've ever had. And the way you chew reminds me of my dad. He's an asshole. I was warm, she was chilly. Everything I'd say, she'd just say, really? Yeah, really, I'd say. I otherwise wouldn't have said it. The veal was raw, the fish was dry. She said I was giving our waitress the eye. I said, well, yeah, but I mean, a guy's just a guy. I mean, look at her. Dinner for two, Saturday night. Dinner for two, Saturday night. I started to have a panic attack. I wish that I had my $100 back. I'd go down to the Blue Goose, I'd hand it to Jack and say, let's have one for J-Todd, Mark, and Mandy. And here comes Indib, and with her is Shaney. We'll send one to them and give one to Sherry and Dirt and Pete and that girl in the corner. Hey, hey, J-Todd, what's her name? Dinner for two, Saturday night. Dinner for two, Saturday night.
That one's not a true story, but it's based. It's a true song based on an almost true story. So I just got a couple more for you here. I'm just here to play you a little handful of songs. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you that I do have records for sale up front. They're in the form of compact disc. I've also got these little stickers that have a little code on it. Apparently you can download music from the ether onto a computer. I don't know if y'all have heard of this. I got those too. You got to buy your Christmas presents anyway. You might as well get a Tell Us Something t-shirt and a John Dendy record. That's what I think. On the banks castle shell. There's a place I love so well, where the willows close in on the stream. I lay in the green grass and dream. The smoke rings rising up to the sky, chasing clouds that are rolling by. The sun hits the willows, I'm closing my eyes. I lay in the green grass and dream. The sun shining through your white cotton dress. You reach out to me. My eyes are asking, your lips trembling, whispering. On the banks of the Yellowstone, I open my eyes and I'm all alone. So many years since we parted ways, I dream of those muscles. Days, dear, I dream of those muscle shell days, dear. Thanks kindly. I just made that one up this year. Beautiful country out there. The midline, I call it. I don't know if they call it that. All right, so I meant to sing you one more here. This one really is a true story now. This one's a true life. Happened within the confines of your fair town here. Within the confines of this dear street here, Higgins Avenue. About 10 years ago, I put out my first record. It's called I Got Lucky, and I did feel lucky. I felt like I was the king of the world. First of all, I was 10 years younger than I am now. And I was heading out on my first big tour of the Pacific Northwest. I had my van all packed up with gear. I was tearing out of Gardner, Montana. I had my little trusty tape recorder with me, and by the time I got to Missoula, I'd already started four new songs. I was gonna head out to Portland, and I was gonna conquer Portland first. They're all gonna put down their cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon and bow down on the ground or whatever they do out there. When I did get to Portland, though, it was a bit of a letdown. I stepped out of the van into 18 inches of flowing water. It had rained more that day in Portland than it had ever rained in one day in the history of Portland, Oregon. That's a lot of water. But I wasn't there yet. I was just tearing out through Missoula, and I just had this record out, and I thought I was the king of the world, and I put on a radio when I came out of Hellgate Canyon. Because I knew I'd been getting some play on KBGA, thanks to a good buddy of mine named Mark Moss and some DJ friends of his. And I secretly wanted to hear myself on the radio, because that's what, I mean, it's still a thrill, you know. And I put it on, and sure enough, the DJ was talking. He was saying things like this. He was saying, "Well, I just got turned on to this guy. I can't believe I never heard him before. I want you to listen to this. One of my fellow DJ friends, he turned me on to this guy here, and man, he's got something that nobody else has, I think. I mean, I can't get enough of this guy, and I'm really excited about it because he is, he's coming to play here a week from Thursday." And I didn't know what he said again for a few seconds because I was thinking this. I was thinking, hey, I'm playing here a week from Thursday. Is this guy talking about me? Man, I mean, I just roll into Missoula for the first time in 5 years. I put on a radio and I got some DJ waxing all philosophic. And this shit's easier than I thought, man. I'll be king of the world by tomorrow. I don't know, I was getting faster and faster. My speed on my van was approaching the same number as the exits are numbered here going through Missoula. And I come back around to listen to him, and he says, "Well, just again, I mean, this guy's here next Thursday. You're crazy if you don't go. If you hadn't heard him, I'd like you to meet this guy right now. His name is Keller Williams. He's playing the same night as me. He's looping his full head off over at the university. The DJ says he is something to see. Ding, damn it. Well, I'm stuck here at the Liquid Planet, but I'm bound to have fun. Well, ding, damn it. I am bound to have fun. Ding, damn. Well, then I was playing this coffee shop down in Las Cruces. I was doing all the cool things I usually do. This waitress comes up to me after I'm through. Says, "You do that cool Keller Williams thing." Well, I said I never heard him. Oh, what do you mean? That horn thing you do with your mouth. Keller Williams flat wears that trick out. Ding down. Well, Keller Williams is playing right across the river that flows to the ocean and goes on forever. And our caterwauling, it doesn't much matter. Let's get good together before it's all over. Ding, damn it. We're stuck here on the Liquid Planet,
we're bound to have fun. Ding damn it. We are bound to have fun. Ding damn.
All right, well, I'm bound to have fun anyways. I'm looking forward to hearing these stories, which are fixing to come right up as I understand it.
Thanks, John. John Dendy is a songwriter and upright bass player living in Helena, Montana. He grew up in Alabama and made it out alive, landing in Montana 20 years ago. He was supposed to be a big corporate success, but fortunately, he took a hard left in the nick of time. The songs we heard were Office Jobs, Blue Heavy, Building Something Up, Dinner for Two, Banks of the Muscle Shell, and Liquid Planet. You can learn more about John Dendy and buy his new CD at johndendy.com. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to our title sponsor for 2015, the Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local, house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, the Wilma is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Podcast production by Ashley Nielsen. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most importantly, thanks to the storytellers, Mark Moss, Becky Spica, Andy Holzall, Carla Thielen, Ben Brewer, Joyce Gibbs, Marlise Borchers, Bill McDavid, and also John Dendy, the song storyteller. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and learn about themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for March 29th at the Wilma. The theme is, Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me? See you there.